This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. You're about to discover or rediscover a very soulful singer and songwriter, Arthur Alexander. His early records inspired the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. As Keith Richards said, when the Beatles and the Stones got their first chance to record, the Beatles did Alexander's song Anna, and the Stones did his song You Better Move On. That should tell you enough. Alexander had rhythm and blues hits in the 60s and 70s. He's recently been coaxed back onto the music scene after an absence of close to two decades. After he gave up music, he moved from his home in Alabama to Cleveland, where he's been driving a bus for a community center. The good news is he's just recorded his first album in 20 years for the Elektra American Explorer series, and we couldn't be happier about presenting one of the first concerts in this new stage of his career. Our band is led by the producer of the new album, guitarist Ben Vaughan. We're broadcasting live from the annual public radio conference in Washington, D.C., with a studio audience of our colleagues from around the country. Let's get started with a song, and I'll let Arthur Alexander introduce it.
Okay, this is a song that I did years ago, and I also had the pleasure of doing on my new Elektra album, a little thing that goes a little something like this. Same title, Go Home Girl. Well, now me and Frank, we're the best of friends, and our friendship will never end. But it would hurt him so for him to know that I love his girlfriend. Now the love of a girl and the love of a friend are two things you can't compare. So my heart will ache, but I will let it break, 'cause I know it just ain't fair. Go on home, girl, let's call it a night. Go on home, girl, this just ain't right. But before you go, I want you to know that I love you, yes I do. Though it may break my heart, but darling, we must part, 'cause I know Frank loves you too. A love that's really real, but I think that he is just like me, and I don't know just how he'd feel. But darling, I do know it would hurt him so if you told him that it must end. And I could never hold a love I stole from a man I call my best friend. Go on home, girl, let's call it a night. Go on home, girl, this just ain't right. Go on home, baby, please. You know I love you, but he does too. And you belong, yes, you do. Go on home, baby, please. You better go right now, honey, please. Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's It's really so great to have Arthur Alexander performing again, and I really want to know what it's been like for you, what it's like for you to perform now, to perform again.
It feels great. It feels great. You know, it brings back old memories. You know, I always did love performing, by the way. You know, I didn't leave because I didn't like performing. I left because of other reasons, you know.
What kind of reasons?
Well, record people, publishers, you know. When you make a hit record, you kind of like to get paid, you know.
Well, you actually had a lot of your copyrights that you sold to or gave to other people, so you didn't even make a lot of money from some of your songs that other people did.
Well, I signed publishing over to publishers, but in turn, they were supposed to pay me, you know. You see, I didn't have a publishing company right. when I got into the business, you know. So other people published the songs, and they were supposed to pay me, you know. The way it's supposed to go is the writer gets half from the publisher.
Right.
That half I never saw.
So my impression is that you had to be kind of coaxed to come back and perform. It's not like you were really looking to do it. So did they have to really talk you into it? I know first you were asked to do an Alabama Music Hall of Fame thing, and then you were asked to do a record. Did they have to talk you into it?
Yeah, they did pretty much, because I had resigned myself to doing what I was doing, and I was happy doing that, you know. And they opened this Hall of Fame thing in Alabama, and Rick Hall called me and said that they had reserved a spot down there, and they had a star in it for me, and would I come down and sing a few numbers. And after a while, I agreed to do that. And after I'd done that, they called me back the next year for the Helen Keller Festival and asked me if I would come down and sing a few numbers for that. And I agreed to that, and I met Donnie Fritz there, and he was telling me about a thing in New York at the Bottom Line called a bunch of songwriters sitting around singing. And would I come and do that? And I was a little reluctant about that because I thought New York was a stretch, you know. And he said he had did it, you know, and he asked if it was okay if he gave Alan Pepper, the owner, my number. And I said, okay.
And that's how it all started.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. So I want you to do another song. Time goes so quickly when you're live. But I just want to, we have a great band, and I want to introduce them before we do the next song. We have Ben Vaughn on guitar, Bobby J lead guitar, Seth Baer on drums, and Mike Vogelman on bass. And you want to do another song?
Sure.
Yeah, great band, great band.
This is from my Elektra album, Genie in the Jug. Little genie in the jug, I got bitten by your bug. You drove away my true love, and she ain't never coming back to me. And she ain't never coming back to me. But she left you on the table to comfort me and keep me stable. You try to help, but you ain't able. Oh, she ain't never coming back to me. Oh, she ain't never coming back to me. Little genie in the jug, I got bitten by your bug. You drove away my true love, and she ain't never coming back to me. She ain't never coming back to me. All right. Little genie in the jug, we might as well just board a bus. Cause she ain't never coming back to us. Or she ain't never coming back to us. She ain't never coming back to me. Or she ain't never coming back to me. She ain't never coming back to me. Or she ain't never coming back to me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
to take a short break, and then we'll be back with more of this concert with Arthur Alexander. And I want to remind you before we break that he's got a new record and does some of these songs on them. The album's called Lonely Just Like Me. This is Fresh Air. Back live with a concert featuring Arthur Alexander. Arthur, the next song you're going to do is one a lot of our listeners will know. You Better Move On. The Rolling Stones recorded it early in their career. Do you know how the Rolling Stones and Beatles got to know your songs and record them?
Well, the story I got, you know, there's a radio station called Radio Luxembourg. And that station was piped into London, you know, I think. And they all listened to that station. And on that station, they played like a lot of R&B. And my tune was among them. And I think that's how they heard me.
Want to do it for us?
Sure.
You asked me to give up the hand of the girl I love. You tell me I'm not the man she's worthy of. But who are you to tell her who to love? That's up to her. Yes, and the Lord above. You better move on. Well, I know you can buy her fancy clothes and diamond rings, but I believe she's happy with me without those things. Still, you beg me to set her free, but my friend, that will never be. Better move on. I can't blame you for loving her, but can't you understand, man, she's my girl. And I'm never gonna let her go. Oh no. Cause I love her so. And I think you better go. Now I'm getting mighty mad. You asked me to give up the only love I've ever had. Maybe I would. Oh, but I love her so. I'm never gonna let her go. You better move on. You better move on. You better move on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Arthur, you have such a really southern-based sound. I know you're from Alabama. You sang in the church when you were young?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I started in the church. You know, my father, he was a old blues player, you know. But when I came along and got to be about 5 or 6, you know, he stopped because like me, he never made no money, you know. And he didn't want me to take that path, you know. So I shot him a curve, you know. I started singing with a group called the Hard Strings in the church. And he loved that, you know, because he found religion later in life. Matter of fact, I saw him get baptized, you know. And he was an avid churchgoer after that. And he thought I was on the right path.
What kind of music were you doing in the church?
Religious music, you know.
Well, I mean, was it tight harmonies or what?
I'm working on the building and, you know, songs like that, you know. Old Negro religious spirituals, you know. things with a lot of heart to them, you know.
And when you started performing in Alabama in the early 60s, very segregated, and you toured in like rhythm and blues shows where the acts were integrated but the audiences weren't.
Right, right. When I first started in the early 60s, you played two shows. You played one to a white audience and you played another one to the black audience. And in 63, I think it was me, Chubby Checker, D.D. Clark, the Four Seasons, and another group, I can't recall their names now. But in Jackson, Tennessee, all that came to a halt because they had it lined up for the two shows. But when they ushered the white audience in, the black audience came in too, and there was a riot. And hey, they turned over the bus, they tore up the bus, and they started throwing rocks and stones and bottles, and I was lucky to get out of there.
Wow. I want to get in another song before we run out of time. And this is a song that I think a lot of our listeners will recognize. It's Every Day I Had to Cry. Now, you had a hit of this in the 70s, and then Steve Alamo recorded it in the 60s and had a hit with that.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Yeah, so, and this is, of course, on your new album, too.
Yes.
And you want to do it?
Sure, yeah. Sure.
There was a little girl I had planned to marry. This was my love. I didn't want to share it. I thought that love would make my life bright and sunny. She said she couldn't love me cause I didn't have no money. So every day I have to cry some. Every day I have to cry some. Dry the water from my eyes some. Every day I have to cry. I had me a girl, and yes, I really loved her every night. Well, I was thinking of her, but you can't mix love with money. Cause if you do, you're gonna hurt somebody. And every day I have to cry some. Every day I have to cry some. Dry the water from my eyes some. Every day I have to cry. Lord, I know that I'm just a poor man, but is it wrong to love cause I'm not a rich man? But you can't mix love with money, cause when you do, you're gonna hurt somebody. Every day I have to cry some. Every day I have to cry some. Dry the water from my eyes some. Every day I have to cry. Every day I have to ooh, cry some. Every day I have to cry some. Dry the water from my eyes some. Every day I have to cry. Every day I have to let the water fall from my. Every day I have to let the water fall from my eyes. Every day I have to ooh, cry some. Every day I have to cry some. Dry the water from my eyes some. Every day I have to cry.
Thank you.
I feel like we're all really privileged to have you back singing and recording and, you know, doing concerts again. What do you want to be different this time around?
Well, number one, I want to get paid.
You don't mean that personally, right? I mean, that's not this.
No, I mean, from my work, my records, my songs and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
And well, this time it'll be different because I have, most of my publishing right backs and back, and on the new songs that I've written. You know, I have the publishing on those, so hopefully, you know, the money will come direct to me and there won't be no middleman, and everything will work smoothly.
You've been driving a bus for a community center in Cleveland where you live now. How much do the people who you work with know about who you are as a singer and songwriter? How much do they know about that music part of your life, the part that you're going back to now?
Well, they know everything now since the record has come out, you know, and everything. But for a while there, they didn't. You know, I kept it sort of like undercover because when I did bring it up, you know, they look at me and say, yeah, sure, you know. So, you know, I just let it lay, you know.
So, do you think you'll be doing concerts over the summer? You have things coming up?
Yeah, I think Elektra is lining up some stuff. I hear tell that, you know, they got a thing now called the Party in the Park. It's going to be
A Central Park concert?
Yeah. And I think that's already set, and I'm looking forward to that.
Well, I just have one thing to say before you go, and that is, the concert was extraordinary. There's one disappointment, and that is I didn't get nearly enough time to talk with you. So I'm going to have to insist that when you have time, you come back and visit with us on Fresh Air so that we could just talk and have a long interview, because I'm anxious to hear so much more about your life. Will you do that?
I sure will.
Oh, great. I want to thank Arthur Alexander. And I want to mention again his new album is called Lonely Just Like Me. It's on the Elektra Nonesuch American Explorer series. The album's produced by Ben Vaughn, who's leading our band today. Ben Vaughn on guitar, Bobby J lead guitar, Seth Baer drums, Mike Vogelman bass. I'm Terry Gross. This is Fresh Air.